So what I will do is for item number 10, we have a other business conclusion and recommendation that is needed just for our administrative procedures. So I'm going to read this out. The group of experts recommended to the Committee on Sustainable Energy that its annual sessions be supported by parliamentary documents and reports as needed in relation to the implementation of the work plan for 2016 to 2017. The group of experts further recommended to the Committee on Sustainable Energy that the Secretariat be invited to continue supporting its work, inter alia, the following: organizing planned work plan activities, preparing formal documentation required for the development, approval, implementation, and reporting of work plan activities, including the translation of official documents in three official ECE languages, English, French, Russian, to service the group of experts meeting. Then number 33, no other issues were raised. Okay, seeing no comments on that. What this does, where this takes us, is that we have completed all the conclusions and recommendations. I will have number 34 that's listed up there, and then I will briefly review the report. So let's do number 34, and then I'll highlight the overall report. So number 34 from Agenda Item 11 suggests the conclusions and recommendations were adopted and are included under the relevant agenda items highlighted in this report. Okay, so seeing none, the conclusions and recommendations have been highlighted. In order to approve the report, what I want to do, I'm not going to read the entire report, it's not very long, but I'm just going to go through the sections and just say, this is what we've written in the report, because it's simply a description of the items that have happened, but the key decisions have been already addressed in the conclusions and recommendations. I'm looking over to my colleagues to make sure I'm procedurally doing this correctly. Okay, well that means I'm doing it correctly because she's allowing me to do this very fairly on my own. So item number one is simply an introduction describing where the meeting was held, when and where. Item number two lists the attendance, and there are indeed errors in this, but I will correct them when I review the detailed attendee list. That has gone through the group by my colleague, and therefore we will check that to confirm exactly who has attended. This item just reflects adoption of the agenda and the process by which we address the conclusions and recommendations. Item number four highlights the election of the officer, Mr. Alexander Poljevic from Serbia. Item number five simply describes very briefly the workshop and some of the conclusions that have come out of that. And I will simply highlight that the last sentence on item number 14 reflects the comment from the Russian Federation. It is indeed included. Item number six reflects the presentation that was given by Scott Foster today. And highlights the key items that he spoke to. Item number seven of the report highlights the documents that have been published on our website, and then very simply says that progress has been made. Now I have highlighted one item in yellow, because this has not been agreed to. So I want to point this out to you. Last year, we reviewed a report that just reflected on the baseline efficiency of several fossil fuel plants across the ECE region. So last year, that report was reviewed and approved by the group, and we simply want to publish that at this stage. And this note reflects that. So let me read this specific one for the record and check for your approval. The group of experts noted that document CEP-11/2015/INF.4, unofficial room document, baseline efficiency analysis of fossil power plants, dated 9 October 2015, was reviewed and presented at the 11th session. The group of experts recommended that this report be issued as an official ECE publication as soon as possible and made available in all ECE languages. Okay, seeing no concerns, I will see that as approved. And Barry, item, sorry, that's item X is highlighting the agreement to hold the workshop on energy efficiency in coal power production and CCS or other relevant topics at the 8th International Forum on Sustainable Energy. Number eight reflects the written procedure process that we agreed to for approving documents. And number 29 is a rather long list of all the ideas that we have discussed today. And these are simply meant to be brought under consideration. So we have not agreed to this list. It essentially was a brainstorming exercise, but I have endeavored to capture all the ideas that we have. And I will just note that three of those ideas fell under cooperative efforts with the group of experts, such as working with the group of experts on renewables, the group of experts on gas, and the comment from Ukraine about coal mine methane. I placed that here to do in conjunction or partnership with the group of experts on coal mine methane. Number 11 was preparation for the 13th session of the group of experts. Number 10, other business. Number 11, adoption of conclusion and recommendations. And number 12, adoption of the report and close of the meeting. So I turn it to you to ask for approval of the report.